And you put the request in for the permission to communicate.
Yeah, put the request in through compliance, and then it took the full week to get the signature, and from there, yeah, it's been official ever since, and it kind of got out yesterday.
You good, Mike?
You heard from anyone yet?
I have a few schools, but I'll probably keep that to myself for now. I don't know exactly how I want to approach that, to be completely honest.
How was the conversation with Clay Helton about it?
Very quick, to be honest. I went through compliance with it, and then he kind of basically came up to me and said, they're going to let me go wherever and just kind of find the right fit for me. Wasn't a super long conversation necessarily, but yeah, pretty straightforward in terms of that.
Do you have any kind of like timeline when you want to make that decision by?
Yeah.
Wow, you're a beast.
I don't. Just going to kind of feel it out. For the month of November, I'll probably just, or next few weeks at least, kind of just see who contacts me. That's kind of the beauty of doing this whole thing early. And then come December, maybe start reaching out to schools if I think it'd be a good fit or I'm interested, and see if there's mutual interest on their end. Just with the thought process that if it is a semester school, I kind of have to make a quick turnaround once the new year starts.
Is there like a geographic thing? Like, would you like to be on the West Coast, or does, or everything?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'll go anywhere. I made it, made sure that my little headline said like all NCAA schools for a reason. I was willing to go anywhere. That was the case at a high school, and yeah, it's no different, if not probably more emphasized now that it's another go around at it.
What about FCS versus FBS?
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I think that'll kind of depend on kind of the next month or so, kind of what feelers I get. Not saying it's out of the question, I guess we'll just see kind of the response I get from other schools, I guess is the best way to put it.
Does it change anything?
To visit other schools at some point?
It's a good question. I haven't really thought about it. I'd probably go to a school. I'd probably visit a school before I made it official. So I guess in that respect, yes. But I mean, you run out of weekends and run out of time if I'm going to take, I mean, all five visits or whatever. So I don't think that's necessarily realistic. But yeah, I'll probably go out there and see a school before I make it fully official.
Have you heard from anybody yet?
I have, yeah. And to be completely honest, I don't know how I want to juggle that moving forward, so I'm just going to kind of keep that to my feet. Yeah, I have.
How'd you reach the decision to start exploring your options?
I lost my job. It's pretty pretty straightforward. No, I don't mean to be a smartass. No, it's lost my job. I mean, got one more year of eligibility. That's the beauty of kind of graduating early. I mean, that's just part of the deal, I guess.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. I don't mean to be.
Do you have a region of the country you'd like to play in or live in?
Just the United States. No. I mean, wherever. Made it, like I was telling Ryan, made it pretty evident that, I mean, on the little sheet, all NCAA schools, because I'm willing to go wherever. That was honestly the case out of high school, and it's, I think, even more so now that this thing's going around again.
How much will maybe the NBA component be a part of it, to know that wherever you go, maybe this is the place you wind up with your NBA?
I want to get my MBA from here.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to press pause on that, or I don't know the specifics as far as that goes. But I want to get my MBA from here because I'm so far into it. I'll only have two more semesters, basically, mm-hmm. spring and summer. So that's where my head's at now as far as that goes.
Do you want to, like, before January 1st, do you want to, like, know where you're going to school for the next semester? Is that the timetable, or?
I don't know if it's January 1's a specific date, but as far as, like, before that semester school start, I think that's kind of where my head's at, but I'm fully prepared that if it doesn't feel right, January 1, January 10, whatever that date is, to kind of hold off and make sure it's a good fit.
You saw kind of what Max Wittig went through, right? When he left, were you kind of around then?
Oh, I was around, yeah. But his was totally different just because he had to finish school.
Right.
So he knew he had 6 months to wait, or 5.5 months to wait. versus mine's like kind of like now.
But he kind of had to go somewhere where he knew he was going to play too.
Oh,
right?
yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I'm trying to remember. So he, yeah, he had, I mean, that's how it is for me.
Because he had the 1 year of eligibility.
1 year of eligibility, yeah, no. And I remember, yeah, the, like it was Texas or Hawaii or whatever, but yeah.
I guess what I'm wondering is, like, do you have to go somewhere where you kind of know you're going to start in advance?
Yeah, I mean, or yes and no. I think if you're going to a big time or a bigger program, obviously you're going to have to compete. But obviously I'm going with intentions that I'm going to play. But with that being said, I mean, I'm willing to compete for a job. I don't want that necessarily to be the only quote. I think willing to compete for a job because obviously I'm going to go to a school where someone's fighting for their job as well.
I mean, what do you do in a system like, say, Cal runs, for example?
Great. I think it's just our system with a little less of a running. I mean, I don't know. I think it'd be awesome. Yeah, it reminds me a lot of high school.
What would it be like if you get a call from somebody who's still on USC schedule this year?
I think that'd make things real intriguing. yeah, no doubt. It would, should it be nice to be able to come visit you guys again? So.
Talk about a team that's on the schedule the rest of this year. Somebody calls you up and says, this is the coach from...
We got, yep, the Huskies, and that's the hometown team. I don't think they'll be calling. And you got what, Notre Dame? Probably not. And...
UCLA?
Oh, that's what you're getting at. I knew there was something there. I thought you were making a hometown joke. I was like, I don't think the Huskies like me too much anymore. I don't know. I mean... It'd be cool to talk to Coach Tui again, but I mean, obviously Rosen's a big-time quarterback, and I don't know the specifics with that whole deal. But willing to talk to anyone and everyone. Not no school too small, no school too big.
So you can talk now, like if you wanted to.
Yeah, go outside and call someone right now.
Does it change what you're doing practice for the rest of the season? Or
that's a good question. I think it just kind of gives me new life a little bit as far as. Past 4 weeks haven't been the most fun, to be completely honest, and I mean, you lose a little bit of motivation a little bit, but I've been staying ready as much as you can be, but this definitely gives me kind of a light at the end of the tunnel, I guess you could say, as far as something to work towards, definitely and light at the end of the tunnel, I guess is the best way to put it.
Is the plan definitely to transfer out of the semester so you get spring ball in another program? Every time we make
a play, it's like, that's like kind of to be determined. I've kind of worked all these situations out with compliance a little bit, but I mean, if there's a perfect marriage at the semester point, then great, let's do it. But I don't really necessarily want to rush something. So if I have to push that off and stay in school here or just take a couple months off, willing to do all that. And I think we'll probably know more in the next few months or so.
One more. Yep.